A trick worth two of that. By dear Monday. Right by. To Patty. Abandoned fic. Part of As Simple as Faith series. Summary. Gain quickly rearranges his expression into his most winning smile, but the mortal must have seen the surprise flicker across his face. He takes a long look at her, searching for some telltale scrap of otherness draped around her shoulders, woven through her hair, glinting in her eyes or shining out of her smile. He doesn't find anything, but he's been wrong before. Uh-uh. Nice try, trickster. Gabe quickly rearranges his expression into his most winning smile, but the mortal must have seen the surprise flicker across his face. He takes a long look at her, searching for some telltale scrap of otherness draped around her shoulders, woven through her hair, glinting in her eyes or shining out of her smile. He doesn't find anything, but he's been wrong before. Gabe, he says, offering his hand. Oh, I know. Emily warned me about you. She takes it anyway. Gabe's always said you can learn a lot about a person by looking at their hands. Amanda's are surprisingly strong. Clean nails, unpainted, and cut short. Good hands, Gabe thinks. Capable hands. And then it catches up with him. Wait, he says. Emily warned you? There aren't many things that scare Gabe, but Emily is one of them. She could, and would if he gave her reason, crush him without a second thought. Gabe swallows uncomfortably, and Amanda corks a perfectly drawn eyebrow in amusement. Relax, she says. She's not coming after you. Not yet, anyway. That's a relief, but then he thinks about the fact that he was hitting on Emily's mortal, and his life flashes before his eyes. It's quite a life. Now he looks at Amanda again. He can see it. There is this tangled, wine-stained beauty that clings to her, just the kind that would have caught Emily's eye. Emily did like pretty things, silver spoons and perfectly balanced knives and interesting strangers. Amanda picks up her glass, half full of amber liquid and pale chunks of ice and drinks. She seems so at ease, aware of Gabe and what he is, but unaffected, neither wide-eyed deer nor dusty-winged moth. He doesn't know how he could have missed it before. Of course she's Emily's. So, she says, cradling the glass in her hand, what brings you here? He snorts. To Chicago or to this dive? Neither. Both. I fucked up, he says. The honesty feels strange, almost uncomfortable. I was just going to drink until I had the balls to go apologize. She chuckles and clinks her glass against his. Here's to liquid courage, huh? She says dryly. She steps down from her bar stool and waves to the hulking bartender, who cracks a smile for her. Wait, Gabe says. She turns back, her eyebrows raised questioningly. You won't, tell Emily you saw me, right? I won't tell if you won't, she says solemnly, and pats his cheek in a way that's almost condescending. He isn't used to being condescended by mortals. Bye, Gabe. Nice meeting you. It isn't long until after she's gone that he realizes what the wave to the bartender was about. He shakes his head as he pays for her drink along with his own. One day, he's going to learn to stay away from tricksy mortals capable of beating him at his own game. Speaking of which, it's time for that apology. He gets up, a little unsteady on his feet, and goes to find Bill. The end.